Good afternoon. My name is Lori Height. I'm the manager of Weedman Lawn Care in Edmonton. This will be my 18th season with the company. I come here today because I do not agree that there is a need for a pesticide bylaw. Weedman services about 4,000 customers a year. We specialize in caring for the lawn through fertilizing, weed control, aerating, top dressing, and overseeding. The overall benefits of a well-maintained lawn are overwhelming. Firstly, a lawn acts as a filter to improve water quality and reducing erosion and absorbing runoff. A healthy lawn absorbs rainfall 6 times more effectively than a wheat field and 4 times better than a hay field. Secondly, air quality, 2,500 square feet of lawn absorbs carbon dioxide, which is a greenhouse gas, and will release enough oxygen for a family of four to breathe. Thirdly, it absorbs airborne pollutants like dust, spores, taking them out of the air and preventing them from irritating the respiratory system of those who suffer with asthma or other allergies. Studies have also shown faster recovery from patients that have rooms that view landscaped areas than those of non-landscaped areas, as well real estate agents also reporting a vibrant lawn increases the real estate market value of home and the sellability. In the years I've been working in this industry, I've seen a lot of changes. We as an industry are always evolving and striving for a better way to do things. Integrated pest management accreditation, obtaining a continuing education credits to maintain your pesticide applicator's license, and most recently the province-wide ban of weed and feed products are all examples of the same forward thinking. The products we use are regulated by Health Canada, and as you've heard today from the speakers in the first panel, in 2008, this is taken strictly right from the Health Canada website, it reviewed 2,4-D as part of a re-evaluation program, and determines if pesticides currently on the market and registered before January 1st, 1995 meet modern health and environmental standards. At that time, they determined 2,4-D meets Canada's strict health and safety standards, and as such, can continue to be sold and used within Canada. I strictly bring up 2,4-D only because that's definitely a chemical that I use on a basis in our business. And it's usually the one that's thrown into the media quite frequently, even though there's quite a few others that make up the differences. With all this information, my question is if a product that we have been using for over 60 years has just been reevaluated and approved, why are we discussing a bylaw? Is this decision or will this decision be centered on science-based facts or fear? Thank you.